Hello and welcome to Final Stage Podcast. This is episode 12, and today it is just myself, Paul, and Trent. Everyone else is busy, and Shadow is in Mexico. So, I guess, happy trails for him.
That's all they have.
His trails. I think he's in a good part of Mexico, right? I mean, as good as Mexico can get. Anyway, I just want to remind everyone, even if I said it on last podcast, we are now finalstagepodcast.com. We are no longer finalstagepodcast.tumblr.com, just finalstagepodcast.com. And again, we are on iTunes, so if you want to listen to us on your iPod or iPhone and don't want to listen to us on iTunes, that's an option for you. I guess we could start with viewer questions, but again, we didn't have any, so if you have a viewer question or topic you want featured on the podcast, you can go to finalstagepodcast.com and submit a question, and we'll feature it on the next podcast. Like I said last podcast, I wanted to do some revisions to the podcast so it's not all news, and we're starting that this podcast, hopefully. Well, yeah, hopefully. First, we're going to go through, we would go through viewer questions, but now we're just going to go through news kind of quickly, I guess, and then we will go, we're going to talk about the Xbox One more. We did a recap cast for it, and if you want to listen to that, you can check out our YouTube channel. But we're going to talk more about it, like the rumors and the controversy and how everyone's kind of unhappy about the reveal in general, after we talk about news. So let's talk about Sega and their three exclusive Sonic games to Nintendo, with the first being Sonic Lost Worlds. You saw the trailer, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't really much to it.
It was a Sonic game.
Yeah. It kind of looks more childish than the most recent Sonic games.
Yeah.
Like Sonic... it looks more like Sonic Colors than it does Sonic, like, Unleashed or Generations. But you know, whatever, right? It's a Sonic game. The first trailer was out today, and it just... That's really it. This first trailer was out today, and it looks kind of like Mario Galaxy to me. Did you notice that? How it was, like, not... Bud said this to me, too, when I sent it to him on Facebook. Like, how everything's kind of not one place. Like, not one set of gravity, setting of gravity. Like, how he was running on walls, and it was, like, flipping and switching and going all over the place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're just kind of staring at me, and I don't know what you think. I mean, but it kind of looks like Mario Galaxy in that sense of all over the placeness. But the first trailer is out today, and if you want to go check it out, YouTube it or Google it.
Is it three Sonic games or three Sega games?
Three Sonic games.
Okay.
And I don't know if they're going to be all three of them in a row, or if they're all going to be, like, you know, split up. Like, they might have this Sonic game, then Sonic whatever for PS3 and Xbox and Wii U, but this is exclusive to Sonic Lost Worlds. Is exclusive to, I think, Wii U and 3DS, or just Nintendo consoles in general. I don't know if that's Wii, because, you know, they still want to cater to the Wii. I don't know why, but they are. And alright, so I guess we could go move on to the Scrolls launch trailer, which is I don't know if it's Notch's new game, but it's Mojang, so, you know, Notch's studio. I forgot to show you this trailer. I mean, you should have said something, but,
I did. I tried.
I thought you meant Elder Scrolls trailer.
You were like, fuck it, we're done, we're starting it.
I didn't know. I guess I'm just an idiot. I thought you meant the Elder Scrolls one. Anyway, the Scrolls launch trailer. It's just called Scrolls. It kind of looks like a,
Scrolls.
Well, it kind of looks like a turn-based tactics game. And it's kind of like on a board, but there are characters? I don't know. I didn't get much
chess.
From the trailer. Chest?
Is it chess?
No, it's not chess. It's kind of like chess, but, like, what I noticed was that there are four things on the end of each side. If you keep looking at me like that, I'm going to fucking punch you in the face. Thought I wouldn't say something. I'm gonna punch you in the face. There are, like, four things on each side that each side is trying to get to, like
chess, like checkers.
No, kind of, but yes and no. Like, it seems like they have to battle each other to get to the other side to, I don't know, what?
Okay.
I'm explaining it to you because you didn't see it. But yeah, the trailer's out for it. I don't know, it just kind of seems like you have to get to the other side and destroy their little tombstone-looking things.
It's strange. Destroy their graves.
Yeah. Look up the trailer later. I don't know how to explain it to you.
That's okay.
But the open beta is June 3rd, so if you'd like to check that out. It's an open beta, so everyone can play. It's not closed. And I don't know what platform. I'm guessing PC. It looks like a PC game to me. But it might be Xbox 2, maybe. Is Minecraft on PS3? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
Because it says, like, Xbox edition.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Huh. That's strange. But I guess not so strange. Anything to add on?
Just guess it's not strange. It's
whatever. Anything to add on Scrolls?
Yep.
You know, since I explained it so well. But yeah, look up the trailer and then I'm sure you'll know what I'm talking about. Moving on to Peter Molyneux box trailer. And see, I don't even know what this really was. Also something I forgot to show you. You could have said something again.
I did. And you were like, fuck it. Go.
I don't know. I whatever. But it really, I don't even know what he was talking about. He was like, last year we started a project to see something, something. It's him just standing in a box. And it's, I don't know. He was talking about, like, this new thing. Because, you know, he left Lionhead Studios, right?
No, I didn't know that.
He did. And I guess he's doing this new thing and something called, like, God or Goddess. And he, I don't know, he's all about, like, revolutionary, like, stuff, revolutionizing games. And he was like, we would be the players, and then one person in the entire world would get selected to be the god or the goddess. And they govern, like, everything, I guess. So it's like SimCity on a whole scale, on a bigger scale, and you're the god. Sim world. I don't know. Well, I don't know how else to say what he was saying, but he was like, one person would be selected, and they'd...
What would the players do?
I don't know. He didn't explain anything. He really didn't explain anything, and it was very strange. What else did he say? Like, he was like, along with this being selected to become this god, you get fames, riches. Like, for any time anyone makes a purchase in the game, you get paid. A portion of, like, what is paid. So, I assume...
How do they select the god or goddess?
They can. No idea.
He's just like,
I don't know. Like, it's very strange. But, yeah, like, I assume there will be, like, microtransactions and stuff like that, and I guess paying for the game. But, yeah, they'll get, like, famous and rich, I guess. You know, as famous and rich as...
You know those, the thing that they have a bingo that they put all the balls in and they turn it?
Yeah.
Or for, like, the lottery names, he just has his name in there.
His name?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. So, go, I win. Entry's closed.
Guys, you won't believe it!
What are the odds? It's all his name. Anyway, yeah, it's not... I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about this trailer, because it's... A, you didn't see it, and B, it's really nothing... It's just him talking, and it's strange. So I guess we'll see what he's talking about sooner or later. But... Until then, I really don't know what exactly he's talking about. Anything to add on it?
No.
Moving on to Elder Scrolls Online gameplay. You saw this.
So I saw
you
can this. Talk this about looked it. Cool.
Yeah. You have anything to say about it?
Nah, the graphics for it look really cool, and you can really tell which civilization is which.
Like,
they have key points, like Hammerfell, the fucking Red Guards. It's all sandy, and it looks all...
Hammerfell.
It's like a... Fuck. It's a place in Tamriel.
You mean Daggerfall? Daggerdale?
I think Hammer... Someone's the capital.
I have no idea. I only played Skyrim.
God damn it.
I don't know.
But anyway, it looked cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what you meant. The settings look really cool.
Yeah.
From, like, setting to setting, like, the one house really fiery. No idea what that's called. The one really looked like Solitude. You said it didn't.
I thought it was Cyrodiil, but it couldn't not have been.
Is that...
Cyrodiil is the place that you were at in Oblivion.
Yeah, with the big tower-looking thing.
Yeah. The White Tower?
I don't know. I didn't play Oblivion. But the real point of the gameplay, I think, was to focus on first-person gameplay, which is cool, and it makes it look exactly like Skyrim,
mm-hmm.
with a little bit different graphics. Right? So,
yeah, they look... Yeah, they look...
Do you think it looks better or worse than Skyrim?
There's a lot more detail in it.
Detail in this?
Yeah, just because it's running on PC and not on Xbox.
I guess. Yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, the first-person gameplay makes it look exactly like Skyrim, which isn't bad. Which
yeah.
Is a good thing, really. Like, they were doing things like opening drawers, looked exactly like Skyrim.
The lockpicking, it looks like it did in Oblivion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that how it looked like in Oblivion?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember...
you, like, hit the tumblers and...
Yeah, yeah. I remember when we were looking at the Skyrim lockpicking somewhere, you were like, that looks a lot more like Fallout than it does Oblivion.
Yeah.
So, okay, that makes sense. I guess. I think it's cool. Like, it looks more like actual lockpicking.
With the tumblers?
Yeah,
or the...
yeah. With, like, the clicky...
I think it was harder, but I'm not sure, just because...
It looked harder. It looked harder than just twisting the sticks.
Yeah.
And hoping that you get it, and breaking all your goddamn lockpicks. Anyway. Yeah, it looked cool.
Monsters look cool. They have some new ones.
Yeah.
There was, like, this dragon thing that came out. Yeah, it was like a land dragon.
Yeah.
No wings.
Like a...
Big lizard.
What's it called?
Salamander.
No. A Komodo dragon. Salamander. It's smaller than my hand. What was I gonna say? Yeah, there was some... You saw some, like, returning enemies, like the dwarven spider things from Skyrim,
mm-hmm.
which I hated. And, what else?
There's probably some skeletons, you know.
Yeah. The standard. Draugr. I don't know if there'll be Draugr. Were Draugr only in Skyrim?
I think so, but I'm not positive.
That's pretty cool. They were a huge part of Skyrim, I guess, just because you
there
explored
some skeletons in Cyrodiil, but there, I don't think there were, like, Draugr.
Yeah, yeah. Weren't they a lot harder in, weren't skeletons a lot harder in Oblivion than they were in Skyrim?
Oh, fucking...
I think I saw that somewhere on Reddit.
Probably. I didn't really play Oblivion that much.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you were an avid player of Oblivion. Not.
I played on, like, the lowest difficulty. I wasn't that hard.
Okay. Anything to add on Elder Scrolls Online gameplay?
If I had a good computer.
Yeah.
You know, I'd
really. Yeah. If I had an okay... If I even just, like, an okay computer that could run it, I'd probably get it, but...
Yeah.
I can't, so...
Do you know... This is... You can only play this online, right?
I assume, yeah.
Yeah. Still be cool if they would make just a single player.
Yeah.
Like another Skyrim.
But it's basically just Skyrim with, friends. Yeah.
Skyrim with friends.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, though. What I've gathered, with a lot more environments, which is really cool that you can explore all of Tamriel instead of just Skyrim or Cyrodiil or elsewhere. The place elsewhere.
Or elsewhere in Skyrim.
Well, you know. Whatever. Anything to add? Final points on Elder Scrolls Online?
Hammerfell is where the dark elves live, I think.
Okay.
Maybe.
Better hope you're right.
I don't know.
It's getting recorded.
They live in Tamriel.
Good observation. Moving on?
Yeah, moving on.
Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep gameplay. Which looked pretty cool. You saw this.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
That she was narrating it.
Yeah, I like the fact that it's like they have that kind of freedom with it since it takes place. It's like a Dungeons and Dragons type thing, but it's you're playing as the people in the game. In the Dungeons and Dragons.
They're the pieces.
Yeah, you play
as
the pieces.
The characters from Borderlands 2 are the pieces in the game, and Nina's narrating it, and it's like Brick.
Nina.
Tina.
Tiny Tina.
Whatever. Nina.
I don't know
Tiny
who Nina is.
Tina. Tina's narrating it, Brick, the
Lilith.
Siren, Lilith.
And, what's his name? I can't remember.
Mordecai.
Mordecai, okay. I remember it was something strange. They're also narrating, I guess, but they're playing
Yeah.
So it's cool. It's cool, like, they have that kind of freedom to do with whatever they want, of just changing things on the fly, because Tiny Tina's a... You know,
nutcase.
Yeah, random nutcase. But, yeah, it seems pretty cool for the most part. They're, like, skeleton enemies, Dungeons and Dragons type, I suppose. What else?
They said there were a lot more monster types, and that this is a whole new area that you've never seen before.
Yeah, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Did the other ones... Yeah, the other ones opened up new places, right?
I think so.
Yeah. But they said in this there are more... Well, Anthony Birch said that there are more... I think more enemies and more environments, or at least more... art something. He used a word, I don't remember what it was, than the other three DLCs combined, which is pretty big, I guess. I didn't play any. I can't wait to get back into Borderlands. When that day comes, whenever I do it. Is this the last free one? Because I have the season pass.
This is probably not even free anymore at this point.
I don't know, because it's...
I want it to be free, just because...
Yeah. Because I paid for the season pass.
I haven't used them.
Nope. But I can't wait. I can't wait till I get back into Borderlands so I can be like, oh, all this DLC. It's going to be cool. Are you going to play with me?
No, you can play by yourself.
Did you play by yourself?
A lot.
That sounded really lonely. I do a lot sometimes.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I was like level 50 whenever all of you were... You were like 30-something.
Punk bitches. Yeah, I guess. What are you now?
Because they raised the cap. You wouldn't want to play with me because you were like, I can't kill anyone. And then I'd go to your world and you'd just be like, you're killing everyone.
You would. You'd shoot one thing and kill it, and it would take me like 10 minutes, and I'd get really pissed off.
And then you'd be like, fuck you. Kick.
I wouldn't kick you. I would just complain about it. But, I remember me and Jackson went through it, went through the campaign at the same time and level, so it was, like, even. And then you would just come in and kick our shit in, take everything, and sell it.
Sell it for $5.
Yeah. They raised the cap.
The money cap?
No, the level cap.
Yeah. Don't they do that with each DLC?
No, I don't think so. I think they just recently raised it. What DLCs did you play?
I just kind of played the pirate one, the sand pirate.
The very first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's
booty. I forget what it was. Captain Someone's Booty. I think it was a girl.
Yeah.
Captain
Booty.
Captain Booty. But yeah, it looks cool. I don't know how much it is, nor do I know if it's free to those who bought the season pass or not. But I don't know if it's free or not. If it is, I'll get it. If not, I don't know.
Oh, if it's free, I might.
Because
I
paid for the season pass, so.
Oh, you're going to play the other three?
Yeah, for sure. I'll probably play them in order. Anything to add on Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Final Fantasy Tactics S. I figured you would be... There was a trailer release for it today, and I figured you would be excited for it.
No.
You didn't seem pleased.
It was kind of...
No, you're not excited for it?
It was Tactics. Like, if you... I don't know.
Because you played, Which one did you play?
Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced.
Oh.
That was the shit when I was a kid.
Well, then why wouldn't you be excited for this?
Because I'm not a kid anymore.
Well, whatever. Still play games like that.
Yeah.
Like Fire Emblem.
It's different.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's tactics and turn-based, so how different
should
it be?
There's really no tactics in Fire Emblem, at least when I play, because I, like, run around in the grass and, you know, level up.
Can you do that?
Kind of. You can, like, wirelessly call people in, and you'll just fight them and gain experience.
Okay. I meant, like, Pokemon. Is that what you
were
getting
at? Yeah, that's what I was...
Okay,
well,
I didn't know
to.
If you were being serious, you could just run around in grass. I was gonna say, it's kind of... infringement on Pokemon.
No.
But yeah, I think Final Fantasy Tactics is for mobile games, so I don't know if that means it definitely means phone, but I don't know if that doubles as 3DS and Vita or just iPhone. And definitely iPhone. I don't know about Android though. I don't know. Would you get if it was for Android?
Probably not.
No?
You?
No. Well, I didn't play Final Fantasy Tactics. I have the one for PlayStation.
Yeah.
Haven't played it, but I bought it. Because I thought I bought Final Fantasy VII, and then I was like, I bought the wrong one. I looked up somewhere because I thought I bought Final Fantasy VII, but I bought Final Fantasy Tactics. Mistake on my part. Anyway, anything to add on Final Fantasy Tactics?
No, there are a lot of bunny people.
Yeah.
That was really weird. I don't think I ever noticed that.
In Tactics Advance?
Yeah.
Probably because there wasn't. I don't know.
No, there were. It's just, like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Fucking no.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess they have some sort of infatuation with bunny people.
Apparently.
Because seriously, the majority of the people were bunny people. They had either ears up or hanging out of their helmet. It's a bad idea. Anyway, moving on to Rayman Legends coming to PS Vita, which is really just a piece of news and not really anything to talk about. The Wii U exclusive Rayman Legends is coming to PS Vita. You know, it was supposed to be exclusive to Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Then they hoard themselves out like cheap hookers. You know, whatever. But yeah, it's just coming. I guess. It's coming to Vita, so if you have a PlayStation Vita and you like Rayman, now you have an option to play Rayman Legends. Did you see anything on Rayman Legends yet?
I have to force myself to give a shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't care about Rayman. I used to play the Raymans on the Rayman on PlayStation,
but
then I converted to Xbox. Pretty much is what happened. And our last piece of news: The Last of Us Season Pass, which is $30, and to quote, it says, "More story, more maps, more Last of Us, increased crafting speed, increased healing speed, 9mm reload speed upgrade, rifle clip capacity upgrade, and Grounded, a 90-minute making-of video."
You gonna get it?
No, God, no. I don't think so. Because, I don't know if... See, this is where it confuses me, because I don't know if it, it says... Like, it says increased crafting speed, increased healing speed, 9mm, whatever. I don't know if that's for single-player or multiplayer. I would assume multiplayer, but I wouldn't doubt if it was for single-player. And I don't know if more Last of Us is like saying when you pre-order, or not when you pre-order, when you get the season pass, you instantly get more like additional content towards single player, or if down the road you get free DLC. I'm not sure.
I assume it'd be free DLC. So that's how they do it with most season passes.
Yeah. I know with Uncharted you had to buy an online pass, which was dumb, which I did. But Uncharted 3, not 2. I think Uncharted 2 is free multiplayer. I think. I don't know. I know 3 wasn't. You had to buy the pass, and I don't know if you had to buy a pass for this, Last of Us. I'm not sure. But it seems pretty cool, like the season pass, how you get all that stuff, but I'm probably not going to get it. Because, I don't know, in a sense... right, because you totally have a PS3. I'm so gonna get Last of Us, though. I'm super excited. Are you? Because it looks awesome. And I've been playing Uncharted 3 recently just to get back in the Naughty Dog mode. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It kind of, in a sense, feels like cheating. Like, if this goes straight towards single player. Like, increased crafting speed. Because it's just making the game easier than it is meant to be. I mean, I assume you'll unlock that stuff like sometime down the road in the game, but I don't know about instantly, if you know what I mean. But
what if there's like an upgrade tree and they just add like one little square at the end so you can make it even faster?
What do you mean do the work by add a little square?
Like, you know how if there's like little blocks and you upgrade them at each time?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but what do you mean by add one at the end?
Like increase the cap.
Oh, okay. And just give you this one off the bat?
No, they don't give me shit off the bat. They just increase the cap. So you can be more awesome, but you have to work for it.
Okay, so more awesome than you could be without the season pass.
Yeah.
But not off the bat. So that's all we have for news, but now we can just talk about Xbox One and its controversy with consumers.
Why people hate it.
Yeah, really. Overall, the... Bleh. I just stuck my fingers in my mouth. Overall, the the Xbox One reveal was pretty poorly received, from what I gathered.
TV, yeah. Sports. Ghost, TV.
Call of Duty. Someone edited together all the TVs and sports and Call of Duty said over the entire reveal, and it was like a 2-minute long video. It was ridiculous. But, yeah, people are really upset that they're just focusing on television and not games and sports and Call of Duty, you know. But, like I said, it was the console reveal and not really games. Yeah. So E3 is where the games are shown, so
yeah,
we're going to see a lot of games there, so I don't know why people are flipping out about that. That's like, it's an understandable upset, but not really, like, a big deal. People aren't very happy about, what else? Games. Like, how if,
you can't lend games to friends.
Yeah.
They have to pay, like, a $10 charge to have it, downloaded to their Xbox to be able to play it.
Yeah, like, once you get a game, you put it in your console once, and it installs to the drive. Or installs to the hard drive, and then you don't have to put the disc in again. But once you install your game to your Xbox, it, like, kind of, I forget if they said it, like, codes to it, or there's a code, registration. It registers to your Xbox, and if you lend that game to someone else, they have to pay a $10 code, their $10 fee, to register to their Xbox. So it's like, you can't really lend people games anymore. And there was also a rumor that was saying the Xbox One has to connect to the internet at least once a day. And then other people thought that maybe that's why it has to connect to the internet once a day to register, like, that you still own that game and someone else didn't use the code for it. So what they're thinking is that if you lend someone a game, say I lend you Halo 5, and yeah. Then...
Spoiler!
Halo 5 reveal! If I lend you Halo 5 and you register to your Xbox, then I lose my code, and that's why Xbox Ones have to register to the internet once a day to register that you still have the game and not me.
Yep.
So, that's kind of bullshit, if that's true, which it very well may not
be. Most likely.
You think
yeah,
it's true?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, once I heard both of those things, I was like, that makes sense. That coincides pretty well. What other things were people upset about?
You took the two things I had.
Took them right in my bed. I don't think... I think it was confirmed that it wasn't going to be always online, and that the rumor was it had to be connected once a day. People, you know, want games, but
you're only going to have to be allowed a certain number of games because you're only going to have a certain number of hard drive space.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, sure, you can delete them, or maybe you can play it off the disc. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe if you lend someone a game,
they play it off the disc.
Yeah, and they don't have to install it.
I don't know.
That would be interesting. That would make sense.
Okay, that would be acceptable.
That'd be deal-withable. I could deal with that. But, you know, preferably I just want to not do that, but whatever. If there's a way to get around it, then yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense. I like that theory. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Yeah, people are just upset about it, focusing on TV. But I think the Halo series is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Especially since it's being directed by Steven Spielberg. What else did he direct? Did he direct Super 8? Or was that...
Yeah, maybe.
I feel like it was.
Jurassic Park.
Did he?
Maybe.
Titanic? I think it was Titanic, yeah.
King Kong.
Titanic, Avatar.
That was James Cameron.
Was it?
Which one?
Shit. You're right, it was. I don't know my directors anymore, never mind. I don't know if I'm accurate on saying any of that. But,
E.T., you know.
E.T., did he?
Maybe. I feel like...
it was Cameron. I don't know anymore, whatever. What else? I'm still pretty impressed, more so impressed with the PS3 release or reveal than the Xbox One reveal. What do you think?
If If the PS3 didn't show their games, which one do you think would be better?
You mean PS4?
PS4, yeah.
If they didn't show their games...
Probably still the PS4, just because they probably wouldn't have just bashed us over the head with the...
TV.
Connect with, you know, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and you can stream it on...
What kind of accent is that? Why do they have it?
This is a sophisticated asshole accent.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's probably would have been their key point. That would have replaced TV, yeah. Sports, so, EA, and it's in the game.
If they didn't have games, then I guess it kind of would have been an even disappointment. But
the only thing that Xbox has on the PS4 release is that they showed the console and the controller.
Yeah. Which.
Looks alright.
They showed the controller for the PS4, but yeah, not the console.
Console looks alright.
Yeah. June 11th is the console release for the PS4, I believe. June 11th or 10th. Right before
June.
E3. That's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Right before E3. I don't know what else. I think I'm still more so impressed with the PS4 at this point than the Xbox. But come E3, that could change. So if you had the choice between Xbox One, PS4, and...
The Piston.
The highest end, maybe not the highest end, the Piston, the XI3 Piston Steam Box. Which one would you pick?
Really leaning towards Piston.
Just because it's really
cool. It's really cool. Yeah. It's like the size of a Coke can, and it does all this cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got... I think both consoles have... Yeah, I might go Piston too.
It was free.
Then. Yeah, if it was free to pick between the three, I might go Piston. But yeah, the consoles have... They're even in gigabytes of RAM. Two different types of RAM, I think. Like, two different providers of RAM. But both have 8 gigs of RAM. I think the graphics card on the Xbox One is using a custom, like, Microsoft thing. And then the PS4 is using something else. I don't remember.
Something from Sony?
No, I don't think it's something from Sony. I don't remember. Overall, they have pretty even system specs, and I assume they're going to be equally as powerful. I would assume. But the only thing that Piston has on the two consoles is, like, mods.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's a PC, pretty much. Super expensive. What did it say? $1,200.
I didn't think it was over $1,000, because the middle one is, like... 500 or 700, I thought. The lowest end is like 5, I thought.
Yeah, that sounds right. I think it was 1,000, and then if you pre-order, you get $100 off.
Cool shit. And you can customize it.
Yeah, the color seems pretty cool. I don't know why they don't release systems with colors all like at launch.
Because they're fucking idiots.
Like, their marketing team should totally take that into consideration. Like how they have all these color Wiis now. You know what I mean? Like blue and
now
red.
They're just white.
Yeah,
or like, they were just white.
Yeah, and now they have black and white, which is a start. I'll give them that. But I guess it's two different types of systems. You can't get a white 32 gigabyte system. You have to get a black one.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it would just be cool to release a green Xbox One off the bat. Like green and dark green and green for the two colors.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't. It might be something with production, I guess. No idea. But people would buy them. Like, they would buy colored ones. It wouldn't be a bad investment, I assume. I don't know. Do you have anything to
add? If you have to, like, order them to the store, just so they know that someone is willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't do it.
I don't know. There must be some reason, I would hope.
Flipped a coin and we're like,
black
and no colors this year.
Yeah, I don't know. Anything to add on Xbox One as a whole? Any complaints from you yourself or whatever?
Was the PS4 controller? Was it like a plug and charge like the Wii U controller? Or
yeah, I think it's just you charge it because that's how the PS3 is.
Okay.
So I would assume
now they're all the same.
Yeah. So now they all are the same. I think as of now the Wii U Pro controller is still my favorite controller of them all because I got 80 hours without having to charge it.
Took the rumble off, though, so...
No, it has rumble.
No, but you weren't playing with the rumble, were you?
I think Monster Hunter just might not have all that many rumbling things. You would imagine.
I know mine was off.
Do you have to turn it on?
Maybe.
I'm not sure. I might have had it off. Either way, it lasted a shit ton more hours than an Xbox 360 controller. Or PS3. Yeah, that might be because I had rumble off. Anything to add on Xbox One?
No.
There's, on the bottom of the controller, there's a strange port for, the charge is on the top, I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I think we looked at that and we were like, oh, that's the charge one. So, either a microphone off the bottom, which looks like similar to an HDMI port, but that would be dumb. Yeah, it must be some futuristic mic. I don't know. It's rectangle shaped, whatever that means. Probably nothing. Done. Wrapping up Xbox One. Yeah.
Put it in the ground.
Yep, so that's all we got for episode 12 of Final Stage Podcast. I don't know. If you have any of your own opinions on Xbox One, I'm sure you could comment down below and we'll respond, or maybe we'll feature one of your comments, or if you have a question or topic you want to submit, you can go to finalstagepodcast.com and submit a question or topic and we'll feature it on the next podcast.
Or register your game and install it to your Xbox.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. Anyway.
Favorites.
And I just want to say that we are continuing our every other week podcast, and in between those 2 weeks, we're going to release some sort of other thing, like a review cast or a recap cast or a Final Stage Let's Rage, which is where we play games and record them and, you know, do that. And I also want to remind everyone that we are covering E3 as well as we can. We're going to do a recap cast at the end of each day, and we're going to try to pull all the cool things that were at E3 and talk about them and kind of, you know, give our opinions on them and everything. Yeah, that's all we got. So thanks for listening. Peace out.